T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, I thought you were on my side with this garbage from Buffalo, Joe, really. I mean, you had a lot of other things.
Let's go, Buffalo!
There was a lot of other things you could have come up with other than that. That's
why is he
awful.
Playing this, though? I don't get the...
Because the Penguins are in Buffalo tonight.
Oh, I should have gotten that.
You should have gotten that. It's still a very weak excuse for dragging our show down with yet another Buffalo reference.
Ron, I used
to stand... It's very, very embarrassing.
I used to stand in the aisles at Rich Stadium drunk and sing that song every time the Bills scored, which was often back then.
In your hybrids?
In my hybrids, yes.
It is our What's Cooking segment. Oh, my God. It's brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester. Thank you, Mr. Hester. Joe and I appreciate your support every day. Penguins are indeed in Buffalo tonight. Need to get a win. Casey DeSmith in goal tonight.
Jay Caulfield called it while he was here.
Jay Caulfield said it would be a good thing to do. And now maybe you play Murray back-to-back Saturday, Sunday against a good St. Louis team. Although... and then Philadelphia is here Sunday night, so you have a chance to play him back-to-back. I would guess that's the way Mike Sullivan will go. Now, if he doesn't, he hasn't played since, what, a month?
You know, something like that,
if he's
yeah.
not real sharp tonight, I don't know how much we can beat him up for it. You know, he hasn't played.
I disagree.
I know the backup goaltender's job
that's
is
his
to
job.
Be ready.
It's his job. Yeah. Ron.
Sometimes it's his job, but it might not be fair either.
Life isn't fair, Ron. But you know what?
Man, do I realize that.
Every single day at 10 o'clock. Starting about
last September, I really realized it.
Ron, you brought up the baseball rules changes. And you know, some of them are cosmetic, all-star stuff I don't care about.
We're going to talk about this more tomorrow, too.
But there's one that stands out for next season.
Not this coming season.
Right.
This coming season. Remember last year there was all kind of outrage about how they're going to limit mound visits. Catcher can't go out every pitch to talk.
Yeah.
And they limit it to 6, and we all survived. This year, they're going to cut it back to 5. Okay, I get that. I have no problem with that. But next year, they're going to mandatory either a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher has to pitch to 3 batters, unless it's the end of an inning. You have to pitch to 3 batters. And already Joe Maddon has come out and said, strategy should never be impacted by rule changes. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I hated it until I heard that Joe Maddon hated it. Now I like it. So that changes the fundamental nature of managing. I'll say that much in the National League.
You know, Tony La Russa would probably have to quit because he'd bring in a righty, a lefty. But that's okay. He had the guys to do it. That was his strategy. I had no problem with it.
You're allowed to do it. Well, I guess now you're not, or next year you won't be. I don't know, Ron. I hate it. But more importantly.
We didn't talk. Well, let me finish with the What's Cooking segment.
Please.
You jump ahead talked about
hockey. The floor is yours.
The team that you earlier in the year jumped on 100%. I'm with them 100%. The Duquesne Dukes are playing. Now, you jumped off of that bandwagon.
Oh, no. I'm back on that bandwagon.
No, you're not.
They've been battling. I went to the Duquesne women's game the other day even, Ron.
They're playing tonight in the A-10 tournament against St. Joseph's. At 6 o'clock, it's on NBC Sports Net. So you can watch your Dukes tonight.
I will be watching my Dukes
now,
tonight.
Did I see, I got a double check from the Big 12. I think Jamie Dixon and Bob Huggins won last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Did they?
And I think they'll both would play tonight. Boy, that was a big win for Jamie if they got it. Let me see if I can find it. Entertain our listeners while I
will, Ron. We talked about underwear. We did talk about that in the last segment.
Well,
but
we talked about the
American grading system, and I've lived a long life here and never actually thought, why doesn't it go A, B, C, D, E? It goes straight to F, as you pointed out. And during the break, Shelby and I were talking about how this could have happened, and I was looking on Wikipedia why this happened. A man named Brian wants to weigh in on why there aren't E's in our grading system. Ron, a guy from Ambridge, by the way, wonderful place, tweeted me and said 6 years ago at Ambridge, they tried to use ease, and apparently it didn't go well. People didn't like that. So, Brian, say hello to Ron.
Hey, Ron. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I was just calling. When I was in high school, about 9 years ago, North Allegheny actually did have ease. Whether or not they continue to still give them out instead of Fs, I don't know. But, yeah, for the run-up high school when I was there, E was the grade.
Wow. I would think the shame factor is a little bit lowered when you bring home an E instead of an F. Yes, Brian?
I don't know. I never got one, but I just knew that E was a thing.
Ron, what do you think of that? You're madly at work scribbling over there.
I'm trying to. I can only do one thing and okay. One thing at a time. Last night, TCU beat Oklahoma State 73-70. Jamie needed that win. West Virginia beats Oklahoma last night.
That I saw the end of.
72-71.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you.
Went to video at the end of that game, Ron.
I didn't see it. That's a nice win for Coach Huggins. So now TCU has to play Kansas State this afternoon. West Virginia plays Texas Tech tonight.
I don't know that either one of those games are going to go well, but Jamie's had some success in conference tournaments, right?
Jamie, I think, probably got his way into the tournament with that win last night.
Ron, in the ACC tournament last night, Pitt played a good first half and then wound up losing the game. But the big news, quite frankly, was Dick Groat and his final broadcast for Pitt after 40 years. And we talked about it earlier. You have a great relationship with Dick Groat. I don't know him very well, but every time I've spoken to him before a Pitt game over there in the media room,
I
love the conversation.
Just a sweet, classy gentleman.
Yes. And we wanted to play his sign-off, Ron, before we sign off. And I'm going to come back with weather in a few minutes. But this is Dick Groat and Bill Hillgrove at the end of the Pitt broadcast last night.
Dick Groat.
Bill, how do you say thank you to somebody that gave me a part of my life that I've always loved? It's college basketball. I thank Curtis for coming in and enjoying. I enjoyed working with you, Curtis.
Thank you for all your support.
Good job.
I learned a lot from you, man.
And Bill, there's just nothing I can say except thank you. I loved every minute of 4 years we worked together. John Hillgrove is a very special person to me, always will be, has watched over me. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to get back to the sport that I love.
You gave more to us than we got that we gave you, man. Trust us. We appreciate you.
Dick, what a blessing it has been for me to share the mic with you for 40 years. But, you know, I can go back to the highlights. The two Big East tournament championships. Mm-hmm. Walking into the sunrise on 53rd Street, trying to get back to the Hilton Hotel from Rosie O'Grady's. Let's get back to those championship days. Dick, a pleasure to work with the greatest athlete Western Pennsylvania's ever produced,
no
but
doubt.
A greater person. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.